This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman Lin and Kelvin. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So a study by the Economist Intelligence Unit has revealed that climate change could shave off 3% of world economic growth over the next 30 years.
Right.
Can you tell us more about that, Sean?
Depressing, but yeah. So the report says Africa, South America and the Middle East are going to take the hardest impact from climate change from an economic point of view. So this is mainly because these regions have higher average temperatures and also smaller economies in terms of size, meaning the threshold for exposure is really low for them. But all this may not be as terrifying as it sounds if it doesn't affect the world's largest economy, which is the United States. So the report says the US could see its growth reduced by more than 1% over the next three decades. And analysts believe that at least this should at least concern Washington to take issues like global warming and green policies more seriously.
I love how we're like, yeah, Africa, South America and Middle East really going to struggle, but the US is fine. Don't worry. Yeah. Actually, we haven't even started talking about island nations as well, and exactly. They are going to be very poorly affected by this. So
my hometown, Teluk Intan, is apparently will be submerged.
Oh, really?
In like, don't know how many years. I read the report. Was pretty depressing.
Yeah, there's also a separate report. While we're talking about depressing, there's also a separate report that highlighted all the different major cities in the world that are going to be submerged.
Oh, yeah,
submerged.
The seven cities. Yeah.
Mm. Correct.
So Clinton is one of them.
Ah, I see. Okay, so there you go, guys. Just some light reading to send you off this lovely Wednesday. Now, CNBC says that the International Monetary Fund is expecting global growth to reach 3% this year, which is actually the lowest level since the global financial crisis. Again, this can be kind of, you know, attributed to anything really. But when a study specifically looks into climate change and its financial impact, then the problems perhaps get magnified. They may get the attention they deserve.
Exactly. So the National Bureau of Economic Research highlighted in August that growth per capita in the US could shrink by 10.5% over the next 81 years due to expected higher temperatures across the globe. A lot of times when these repercussions are set in a distant future, I think those in power now may think that's not my problem now, you know. But the EIU highlighted in its study that the impact is already here. Recent events in the US show how this is affecting major developed economies with higher frequency and intensity in wildfires seen in California, stronger storms, for example, and all this is costing the economy. So this is why world leaders are meeting early in December, and they're meeting in Madrid at the UN Climate Change Conference to discuss how to limit the global average temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is a core target of the Paris Climate Accord. Having said that, earlier this month, the US started the official process of withdrawing from the Paris Agreement, saying the climate deal imposes unfair economic burden on them. So again, like I said, I mean, if you can't do it for the planet, can't do it for the economic purposes, today's World Children's Day, right? Mm-hmm. So do it for the children. Mm-hmm. A bit of PSA.
For now, though, moving on to Bursa Malaysia, Batukawan Berhad shares were falling earlier today. What's happening there?
So Batukawan's net profit for the financial year ended in September fell to about 363.5 million ringgit, and this is on the back of declining revenue, which also fell over 15% to 16.05 billion ringgit. And all this was attributed to weak performance from the plantation, manufacturing and industrial chemical divisions. And the group expects its plantation profit to improve next year with CPO and PK prices rebounding. The same with the chemical divisions as well. They expect it to rebound. Earlier today, the counter was down at 20 cents, but it recovered to close flat at 15 ringgit and 40 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.